It's time now for the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. The Quiz Bowl every match sponsor includes Mitchell Technical Institute, Walmart of Mitchell, and Coburn Superstore of Mitchell. This match between Plankton and Kimball is also being sponsored by Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital, Poet Bar Refining of Mitchell, Horseshoe K Ranch of Kimball. Plankton, with their coach, Sherry Brunsma, has a team captain of Nolan Sampson and team members Edwin Guzman Zaragoza and Tommy Niles. In the room as an alternate, not competing, is Tristan Niles. Also not in the room is Lane Ginden. For Kimball, their coach, Matt Dykstra, they got a team captain of Casey Hayes. But Casey's not here, so it's Bailey Bosworth as the acting captain today, with team members Cole Karsten and Ellie Overwig. Also not in the room today is Tyler Resick. It's Plankton, it's Kimball, it's the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. Coin toss determines he'll get to go first. Plankton has won the coin toss. Plankton, you ready for your first round question?
Yes.
Here is your first round question for Plankton. What dog created by Jack London dies while saving his kind master, Whedon Scott, from an attack by an escaped convict?
Husky.
The correct answer is White Fang. No correct answer for Plankton. We go to Kimball with your first round question. The international airport that serves Venice, Italy, was named for the city's most famous citizen. Name this man who in the 13th century explored parts of Asia and the Far East.
We don't have one.
No answer? Okay, I do recommend, Kimball, if you could speak up into your phone, that would be great. No correct answer for Kimball is given. We go back to Plankton, still looking for our first correct question. Alpha rays are one type of radiation emitted during a fission reaction. Name the other two types of radiation emitted by this reaction.
Gamma and beta.
Is correct, Plankton. You're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Kimball, back to you for the tie. It followed the Missouri and Platte Rivers to Fort Laramie. It took travelers through South Pass to Fort Bridger and Fort Hall, and finally along the Snake and Columbia Rivers to Fort Vancouver. Name this trail.
No answer.
The Oregon Trail is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Kimball. Plankton, back to you. You lead the match 1-0. Most blisters are filled with what clear fluid?
Sneebone.
Please repeat.
Sneebone.
Not correct. I'm looking for plasma, serum, or pus is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Plankton. Kimball, back to you. You still trail it 1-0. In 2014, the Obama administration extended the review period indefinitely for what proposed pipeline project that had already undergone 5 years of study regarding its potential environmental impact?
Keystone.
Is correct, Kimball. You have tied the match up 1-1. Plankton, back to you again for the lead. In 2002, the people of Gibraltar approved a proposal of shared sovereignty between what two nations?
Spain and England, or Great Britain.
We will accept that. Spain or Great Britain is correct. Plankton, you're taking the lead now 2-1. Kimball, back to you for the tie. Because coffee and tea are so popular throughout the world, what substance in these drinks is the world's most popular psychoactive drug?
Caffeine.
Is correct, Kimball. We're tied up now 2-2. Plankton, back to you for the lead. Quicksand occurs when sand grains are separated by what substance?
Water.
Water is correct, Plankton. You've taken the lead 3-2. Kimball, here's a situation. You get this correct, we have a tie. We go to a tiebreaker. You miss this, Kimball, and you lose the match 3-2. Here is your question. What literary element in a story causes the reader to ask, quote, how is this to be resolved, end quote?
Conflict.
Conflict is correct, Kimball. With three straight answers, you've tied the match up 3-3. Now we go to a tiebreaker. Here's how we work the tiebreaking question. I will ask a question. Anybody on either team, yell out your school. Plankton, yell out Plankton. Kimball, yell out Kimball. It does not have to be the captain. Anybody on the team that knows the answer can yell out your school name. Whoever yells it out, if it's Plankton, I need an answer right away. If you miss it, Kimball can steal it for the win and vice versa. Here is today's tie-breaking question. Because space probes use most or all of their fuel just leaving Earth, they must rely on the gravitational forces of other planets and what else to travel to the outer reaches of the solar system and beyond?
Plankton.
Plankton for the win. What would be your answer?
The sun's gravitational pull.
Not correct, Plankton. Kimball, for the win. You can steal it. What would be your answer? I do need it now.
Slingshot maneuvers.
Not correct. I'm looking for the terminology of inertia is what I'm looking for. So no correct answer. We go back to tie-breaking question number two. Again, same rules apply. At the bottom of its swing, a pendulum has no potential energy, but a great deal of what other type of energy?
Plankton,
again for the win.
Kinetic.
Kinetic is correct, Plankton. And you've won the match 4-3 with the second tie-breaking question. Plankton moves on to play November 13th. Kimball will play in the consolation bracket on October 29th. Final score, Plankton 4, Kimball 3, with our Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com.